to nicotinic acid.
Welcome to the Cosmic Overdrive, your source of deranged music on Intergalactic FM. Your host for this evening, Rude 66.
Kind of love for you. Can you see my eyes? My view turns away, dancing shades on my face. That's where stars cannot shine. That's where stars cannot shine on my face. That's where stars don't shine. Silence coming soon today. Silence coming soon today. You think you're right, but it works inside. It started long ago. You're bored by a ruined life, but you think it must be so. Why can't you see these staring, sick eyes everywhere? Sick eyes everywhere. On my face, that's where stars don't shine. It's a sin, it's a fact you can't deny. Blow away, blow away, blow away. This was your life, a train just passing by. These always watching eyes, this killing voice always talks to me, always spinning round. Silence coming soon today, where greed talks. Silence coming soon today.
Welcome to a Cosmic Overdrive, episode number 301. It is the 13th of November 2016, and record fair special today, of course. This last weekend, the big record fair in Utrecht here in the Netherlands was going on. And, well, you know, you go there as a record collector and you come home with a huge stack of records. And so enough stuff for the coming few shows, at least, and at some point one of these weeks, Oscar is going to join me here as well to present some of the more cheesy findings that were available at the fair this year. It's a good thing he does that, because I need and we need something to balance out some of the some of the weird crap that you're going to hear in the coming few shows. This track I just played for you was not that weird yet. Wolfsheim, Where Greed Talks, from Hamburg in Germany, early founded early, not early 90s, I think late 80s already, but it was until the early 90s that they started releasing records and getting hits. The Sparrows and the Nightingales, of course, just re-released on the Dark Entries. I was very surprised to see that re-release because the band has been inactive since 2005 and there have been court cases and fights and all kinds of shit between the two band members since then over God knows what. What do you fight about when you are in a band together? Plenty of things, I can tell you that. Also from experience. Anyway, but this is from 1993. This is a 12-inch. The title of the 12-inch. I have to stop the record here to read the label. Now I Fall from 1993. So one of the first singles after The Sparrows and the Nightingales. What I always found interesting about Wolfsheim is not only that their records are unobtainium, so to speak, especially on vinyl. It's impossible to find these things. It's possible to find these things, but you have to pay through the nose to get some of these records. I came across this 12-inch at a German stand, and it was not cheap, but luckily the guy was had just put up his 50% off signs, and so then all of a sudden it became okay. Although even for a knakenputzer like me, it was still a lot of money, but it was actually kind of a joke for this record. So I picked it up, and that's the thing with Wolfsheim records. If you see them, you buy them, because you don't see them that much. My fascination with bands like that is, they were 10 years too late. They were 10 years too late. They started making their records in the early 90s, although the subject matter and the sound and everything they use is basically early 80s. It's all new romantics and synth pop and synth wave. And if anything was incredibly unfashionable in the early 90s, it was this. It was this sound. There was only one band who did that, and that was Depeche Mode. The Pet Shop Boys did a few things, but that was also basically more techno with Neil Tennant's voice. And that was it. And everybody else was into techno and acid and breakbeats and blah, blah, blah. And then you get bands like this that even though they updated the sound, there are definitely more modern elements in the sound of Wolfsheim. It's not a pure retro band like you have today. Many bands that 100% copies of the old 80s sounds. That's definitely not what Wolfsheim did. They did upgrade the old sound a lot. But fascinating band, although I would like it if their records would be a bit more available. But then again, also, hey, it makes it special if you own one. So, hey, that also works like that. I'll see how far we get today. I'm not... I have no idea. I have not even played some of these records. So we'll see how far we go. I'm sure we have enough material for the next 4 or 5 shows. The next one, we're staying kind of with the synth pop, synthwave theme. The next one is a record that Oscar found for me, and I think he also found the last one from them that I also bought at the fair. These guys are Spanish. I would love to tell you a lot more about all their detailed history. Unfortunately, all the websites I could find about them are in Spanish. So I can tell you they are Spanish, and that's about it. Azul y Negro from the album Digital, 1983. The track is called The Night. Thank you. Turning into a into a 90s revival here. The Shaman, the track was called Omega Amigo from the album Intact from 1990. Around the time that this was released, this is another one of those records that that I used to own. But it got lost somewhere. I don't know where, but I used to have this. Or maybe I only had the CD version. I have no idea. I don't remember at all. But it's nice to find it back. Around the time that this was released, The Shaman was actually one of my favorite bands. Because together with New Order, they were about the only guitar band that were doing anything with electronics and dance music and techno and acid, and it was quite interesting. I knew them when they were only or only a guitar band, but one of the many indie guitar bands, and it was rather fascinating to hear how slowly but surely they transformed into a rave act. This album was actually I found this this was their last good record. After this, I think even on this record already, Mr. C makes his entrance as a rapper, and well, that's where things for me go horribly wrong. But for a while there, The Shaman was on top of everything. This was 89, 90, about that time. The unfortunate thing that happened with The Shaman was that one of the members, Will Sinnott, drowned in, I think it was on Ibiza. He was swimming in the sea and drowned. So. And that left only Colin Angus as only original member of the band from the very beginning, and he then started working more with Mr. C and kind of turned it into this commercial rave blah blah blah, super successful, but not anymore musically interesting, at least for me anyway. I remember seeing The Shaman live in somewhere around this time, 1991, something like that, here in Amsterdam, in Paradiso. And I think I don't even know if they played anything, but they had a problem with all their samplers and their electronics, and they spent like 2.5 hours fiddling with all the stuff and trying to load sounds and all this. They had all these technical issues, and like when 95% of the crowd was already gone, we were about to leave as well. They came back on stage and they played the show for I don't know how many people were left, but not many. One of the things I always kept in mind, that if you play or if you go on stage with electronic equipment, make sure you have a backup backup of something. I remember, I think it was Orbital that played with the same Alesis sequencers that I used to use. And they used to have like 8 of those things because they would break down all the time. Even I had 2 that I always took with me because one of them frequently lost all its memory. And Drama. So anyway, that's my memory of The Shaman. But nice to hear this track. This is actually, this was my my favorite, I think it's my favorite track from this album. Nice and moody, good stuff. Let's continue the 90s revival. I don't know what's going on here. Normally I never buy much 90s stuff, but I guess I ran into it this time, and the next record is again follows in the same vein. It's an album by Mean Beat Manifesto. It's one of the few that I didn't have yet, especially from that time, because I was also a big fan of them, especially since I saw them the first time with that Storm the Studio around that time, late 80s. Heavy. And but they were one of those bands that started out super hard, super heavy, super extreme, breakbeat extravaganza, and then slowly went a bit more techno, went a bit more mellow, and a bit more still good, but not quite the same impact that they had before. I think they're still going to this day, at least. Jack Dangers this record is Satyricon 1992. I think this is their third album, and the track I'm going to play for you was also a single. Yes, this was also a single. It may start weird because these tracks all flow into each other. The track I'm going to play for you is Mindstream. Here's Mean Beat Manifesto.
Thank you.
say.